Thank you. Thank you. If someone wishes to have lucid dreams, the most important thing is for him or her to think about the idea as they are falling asleep. And some of the techniques people have used are ways of focusing the mind to help bring this about. But many people have found that they start to have them just by thinking of this intention and encouraging their mind to dwell on the idea of lucid dreams and what can be done in them as they fall asleep. A slightly more formal version of this is to watch your mind as you fall asleep. Try to watch the dream imagery arising and enter the dream without losing your waking awareness. Some people have succeeded in this, but it seems to be rather difficult. What is more likely is that if you attempt it, you will become aware that you are dreaming later in the night. Because the technique succeeded in the object of keeping your mind focused on the idea of lucid dreaming as you fell asleep. It is also useful to think of the idea of lucid dreaming frequently throughout the day and to ask yourself whether you are actually dreaming at the present time. A formal version of this technique is said to succeed with even the most difficult cases. And this is to ask yourself 5 or 10 times a day whether you are dreaming and apply various tests to find out whether you are. First, you examine your surroundings for incongruities, which has the effect of encouraging a critical alertness which may carry over into sleep. Another good test is to ask yourself what you did before you did whatever you are doing at present, and to see whether you can trace your memories back to the time you got up in the morning. This may not always be too easy to do in waking life, but it encourages you to focus attention on it. And in a dream, you will usually find that your memories do not go very far back. And this has brought a number of people to the realization that they were dreaming. Other tests include jumping in the air, because if you are in a dream, you will float down gently instead of landing with the usual thump. Trying to lift things which you know you cannot really lift, but which you will be able to lift easily in a dream. And trying to push your hand through a wall, which may be possible in a lucid dream, though it is not always. One person had a test for finding out whether he was dreaming by trying to pass the handles of a knife and fork through one another. If he succeeded, he knew he was dreaming. Do not carry out tests of this kind several times a day. It is useful to have a few in mind that you would carry out if you were ever to find yourself in a pre-lucid dream in which you were not sure whether you were dreaming or not. The early morning is a good time for having lucid dreams. Several lucid dreamers have recommended that when you first awake, you should keep yourself awake by reading a book or possibly even getting out of bed to ensure mental arousal, and then going back to sleep with the intention of having a lucid dream. Remembering a non-lucid dream which you have just had, and thinking of how it would have been if you had known it was a dream at the time, is a technique which some have used. But really the point of this seems, as usual, to be mainly to focus the mind on the idea of having a lucid dream, and what it is like to have one.
spfradio.yahe.net for playlists, archives, and more.
Thank you. Then I was standing at one end of the same room, again aware that I was dreaming. I spoke to a woman I didn't know. She told me she was a training college lecturer. "Oh no, you're a figment of my imagination," I declared, and reached out to grasp her arm. At this, I felt the most tremendous sense of shock. This was probably the most vivid moment of the dream. She was so real, solid, warm, and fleshy. I remember thinking, it's exactly like holding a living arm. Yet I knew I was dreaming the contact.
A person becomes aware that he or she is dreaming, and it then becomes quite different from an ordinary dream. For one thing, it can be strikingly realistic, to the point of producing a convincing replica of the normal physical world, and for another, it has its own psychological characteristics and range of emotional reactions, which have to be considered independently of those experienced in normal dreaming.
Thank you.
Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net/9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahe.net for playlists, archives, and more.